From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Kevin Foley reading Combat Support by Kurt Messix. Now, let's begin with Combat Support. Foreword. On September 8, 1954, the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization was formalized. It included Cambodia, Laos, and the Free Territory under the jurisdiction of the State of Vietnam. On February 12, 1955, the United States assumed the training of South Vietnam's military forces, a role previously filled by France. At that time, South Vietnam was ruled by Prime Minister Diem, a well-respected nationalist who had been appointed to the post of Prime Minister with full powers by the Emperor Bao Dai, after Vietnam was divided by the Geneva Convention of 1954. Diem initiated a number of popular reforms, and in 1955 garnered a somewhat unlikely 98.2% of the popular vote in a presidential referendum. It is probable that his actual tally would have been closer to 65%, a still respectable figure, without the ballot box stuffing that undoubtedly occurred. In September 1955, the government of North Vietnam, under the rule of Ho Chi Minh, announced the formation of a Communist Fatherland Front in South Vietnam. By December 31, 1962, 7 years later, the United States had officially lost 42 killed in action and 81 wounded in action in Vietnam. Our total military strength in country was 11,300. It would be three more years before Congress passed the Tonkin Gulf Resolution. At this time, the North Vietnamese Army had 8 battalions, 4,000 troops, and 2,000 advisors in supposedly neutral Laos, and controlled all of the territory through which the road net known as the Ho Chi Minh Trail passed. Hardcore Viet Cong strength in South Vietnam averaged about 21,000, despite a monthly attrition rate of about 1,400. North Vietnam's population base was sufficient to support a flow of 10,000 men per month to the south indefinitely. On February 5, 1963, the press reported the first U.S. helicopter shot down. It was not the first aircraft lost with a U.S. crew, but the earlier ones carried Vietnamese markings, and the news media ignored them. In April 1963, the CIA reported to the Secretary of Defense, assuming no great increase in external support to the Viet Cong, they can be contained militarily, and further progress can be made in expanding the area of government control and in creating greater security in the countryside. The CIA was essentially correct, but the North Vietnamese had every intention of increasing their support to whatever level was necessary to conquer South Vietnam, and the administration, under President Kennedy, willfully overlooked the caveat. In May 1963, the first Buddhist priest committed sacrificial suicide by fire in a well-staged media event. Six more eventually followed his example, and Madame Nu temporarily became the most unpopular public figure in the world by saying, "I would clap my hands at seeing another monk barbecue show." At that time, only 25% of the Vietnamese population was Buddhist. The rest, including Madame Nu, were predominantly Roman Catholic. The stated reason for the public immolations was persecution of the Buddhists. In actual fact, it was a carefully orchestrated propaganda campaign. Apparently, even some of the monks involved were duped. One failed to follow through when road construction forced him to detour on the way to the selected site, and he saw for himself that a Buddhist shrine he had been told was destroyed was actually still intact. On August 24th, the Kennedy administration.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?